You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It is, or well, it used to be, the APC podcast. That's right, folks. It is now the Unpack podcast from acmepackingcompany.com, part of SB Nation. New name, same mild takes. We are talking Green Bay Packers. It was all off-season long. Then it was all preseason long. Now it can officially begin all season long. Follow the show on Twitter now at The Unpack Pod. I am your host, Zach Rapport, at Zach Rapport on Twitter. And I am joined, we got a four-pack today on air to handle our first ever, hopefully annual, guy draft, which we will get to a little bit later in the show. First up, we got Alex Patakis. How are you doing, man?
Doing very well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just coming off the high of all of our pre-record banter, talking about small Alaskan towns and mixing Benadryl and wine. Good stuff. You know, get nice and loose. I'm also joined by the big chair himself, the original corporate overlord, Evan Tex Western, all decked out in green gold today. How are you, man?
I'm good. Refreshed after a nice little trip to the Pacific Northwest last week. So back in the saddle and ready to go for week one. I'm excited.
Absolutely. Also joined by Ben Foldy. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
We're doing good. You're always so subdued when we start the show. I like it, though.
Long days these days.
So I guess we'll start with we'll kind of tease out what's going on in the feed now, as some listeners probably have figured out. We've talked about it a little bit, but you've seen some new shows. This episode today is going to be dropping Thursday morning, but typically we are going to be the Wednesday morning show in the APC pod feed. So I'll just run down the menu because I'm not sure anyone has done that yet in the feed. But this season, what you guys can expect is immediately following the game, we're going to have game recap podcasts. Justice is going to lead those, I believe. Tex, you're going to co-pilot those?
Yeah, that'll be the two of us handling the game recaps. Mostly Mondays and the occasional Tuesday and maybe a Friday here and there.
Yeah, so Tex, you'll join Justice and or a rotating cast of APC contributors if it's like a ladies' coast game and you got to go to bed, which I know that struggle from last season as well. Then on Tuesdays, we have I Love Gold, which made its debut this week. And if you haven't heard that, I encourage you to go back and listen to that. Then it's us, The Unpack, formerly the APC pod, on Wednesdays, reporting as Eligible, which we've talked about recently as well, is now in the feed. That is Paul Noonan, Matub, JR, awesome content there. And then game previews, of course, with Justice. And I believe guests. He's got media connections. He'll have relevant people to talk to. I think that's it, right? Right, Dex?
That's pretty much it. You got it.
All right. So that's one little math hat here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 opportunities for Packers content for you guys in the audio feed. And so, yeah, we're excited about that. And we have a new name. We labored on it for a long time. And as someone who, in my day job, works in marketing and has named many a thing, eventually you just have to pick the least worst one and just go for it. I don't know. Alex, Ben, either of you have anything to add on the name? We're just ready to go.
I think it's kind of fitting.
There's not a lot to unpack here.
There it is.
As he takes a swig of what looks like coconut water.
You're right.
That's like the Ben Foldy equivalent of Aaron Rodgers with the purple drink at the press conference.
I got to stay hydrated. Electrolytes.
Oh, man. All right. So as I teased earlier, we are going to be doing our guy draft. And before we before we get to that, we'll sort of go over the rules, et cetera. But before that, news and haikus. Why don't we just we'll start the show with poetry and hit on a few news items. I don't know if anyone is a volunteer to go first. I can go first. I don't know. We should. This is stuff we should talk about before I press record.
You could. I heard there's a website called random.com where you can randomize things if you want to go ahead and just re-rack the four names for who goes first with the haikus.
I believe it is random.org. Not to shortchange them. Okay. I'm going to click again, and I'm going first.
All right.
Zach, Alex, Tex, and Ben. That's what random.org is telling me right now.
Nice.
So with that, I'm going to hit the haiku music. We're going to enter the spa through like the beaded curtain, the essential oils wafting through the air. And here we go. Marshawn Lattimore, prepare to just get dusted. Packers, 1-0. So I guess I'm kind of leading with a little bit of a game prediction there. But Tex, I saw there was some chatter on the APC Slack about the secondary situation for New Orleans. Can you bring our listeners up to speed there?
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be real super great for the Saints. They just traded for a cornerback from Houston who is suspended for the first game or two.
That's Roby.
They just acquired Bradley Roby. Yeah, but he's suspended. He's not going to play this week. And the guy who appears to be their second outside corner, Ken Crawley, didn't practice today on Wednesday. So it's going to be Marshawn Lattimore outside, probably CJ Gardner-Johnson in the slot, and then somebody else is going to have to play outside corner. Looks like it might be like 35-year-old Desmond Trufant, maybe, might be starting on that side. And if it's Desmond Trufant against MVS, I like the matchup there.
Who's next on the Alex? I'm going to cue you up.
Hit me.
We're magically transported back into the spa.
Vegas says 10 wins. That over seems like a lock. So is more heartbreak. I think the Packers are going to win a lot of games this year, but I just think it's inevitable that they're going to lose at like a very big stage, and it may be one stage further than it has been the past few years. But I guess I just like big picture going into the week, I'm like season starting, I'm fucking amped up, and I'm like, are they better than they were last year or the year before at anything? I guess that's where I'm at. You know,
pessimism.
That's a bummer, man.
I know.
I mean, I'm not. Well, look, man, they're gonna win a lot of games again. 10 wins. That's a fucking joke. I said that the last time we were on. Like, I'd say that every podcast. I'm like, I still can't believe that's the expectation. But it just seems inevitable that this season's going to end in like ton of like pain. And we could see like Rodgers' last moment as a Packer just like looking up at the gym. I don't know why I'm painting this terrible picture. This is so bad. But like looking up at the Jumbotron, like tears in his eyes, and I'll have tears in my eyes. And it'll just be like the last time we see anything as great as that at that position in a long time. So yeah, I'm gearing up for that, but I'm going to enjoy it on the way.
Well, nobody ever gets the storybook ending, right? Like John Elway's the only one.
Yeah. It's just like, it seems way too good to be true, you know? Cause yeah. I was like, if he wins it this year, it's probably it, but I don't see it being it. So he's probably not going to win it. That's terrible logic, but that's all I got. Not really newsy, but,
it's okay.
Gambly E, you know, the eve of the season kicking off as we sit and record this. Everybody's getting in their final futures bets.
It doesn't have to be newsy. I want to call it news and haikus, or haikus and news and whatever. And like, you know, we can use it to tee up
news and haikus is catchy. See, that's a good naming job. Not that Unpack isn't,
marketing
by the way.
Man over here.
But you, got your marketing hat on for that one. That's all I got. Yeah. I don't know. I could also see another MVP. I was just like thinking about like who's going to like, I guess Mahomes. I mean, he's the favorite. I think Rodgers is like plus 1,000 for the MVP. It's just going to be like the same shit. It's just going to be like another version of last year, I feel like.
Man.
With different characters. Bummer. But as long as it's not the Bucks, honestly, I'd be okay. I don't think last year would bother me as much if it wasn't, you know.
DB 12.
Yeah, and Gronk.
Man.
And like just that, like, yeah. Florida. That's all I got. Someone go. Someone say something smart. Go.
Well, Texas next on the haiku chart. I'm gonna set the scene again. The beaded curtain rattles. And Tex, I'm charging you with bringing us back up. Give me some optimism, please.
We're gonna recenter and focus on week one a little bit.
Let's cultivate gratitude here.
Saints want game in Jax to keep Packers fans away? Ha, impossible. I think my favorite news story of this whole saga about trying to find a place to play this game after Hurricane Ida was the idea that Jacksonville had an intern research how expensive flights were from Green Bay to places like Tampa and Jacksonville and Miami and Houston or wherever else. And they settled on wanting to play at the Jaguars Stadium because it had the most expensive flights from Wisconsin. Like that's ever going to keep Packers fans away. And like there aren't Packers fans in every major market to begin with. So
we are legion.
Precisely. So that was my favorite silly story of the last week or so.
Yeah. Like the idea that the last time when they played, when the Chargers were still in San Diego, like that game was 70% Packers fans. There are people that think that all of those people came from essentially near rural Wisconsin to watch this football game. Give me a break.
Yeah. Also, the last time the Packers played the Jaguars, was it in Jacksonville? Yep. I think so, right? My guess is that was also like majority Packers fans when it was the team that's in the market.
That week one game in 2016 when they opened up out there. And
yeah.
I think the stadium was like half full of green and gold.
The one thing I will say about playing in Florida this time of year is that it is a little bit of a competitive disadvantage because it's kind of hot in those rhinos down there.
The only thing I can hope for is that the Saints aren't going to be used to, I mean, they might be used to practicing in it, but they don't play in it. They play in a dome. So they're in a climate controlled environment too. So maybe they'll be suffering just as much as the Packers will be.
I like to think that, but I also heard the take that they, you know, live in it, in the heat more, they practice in it more. And so they're more acclimated. But yeah, I don't know. That's always like a sneaky home field advantage for Florida teams in the beginning of the season that I don't think gets talked about enough is that it's 85 degrees and very, very humid. And these guys are playing their first real full football game.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I don't know. It's also like a different part of Florida. It's still hot there. And I just feel like I feel like half of every NFL roster is made up of kids who like grew up and played in Florida. Like it's probably true. Like I feel like, I don't know, but maybe it wears off after you've spent a couple of years in the North.
Maybe. I think that's a good counterpoint.
I don't know, fair. Right? Like half these kids grew up in like Miami-Dade, Broward counties, Palm Beach County, or somewhere in California or Texas, which probably Texas, I guess, isn't as humid. I've never been, but fuck Texas too, by the way, while we're fucking states.
Texas on the Gulf side, very humid.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you would know. You're like in those parts of the world, I feel like. You probably drove through it.
It's to you, I'm just in this vague, fuzzy part of the U.S. map.
Well, every time you hop on the camera and I see, like, your house is very, like, of the environment, you know? So I feel like I am, like, in the desert watching you. And I just imagine driving through West Texas, which I think you might have had to do, as just, like, a miserable stretch of heat and nothingness.
No, we drove through, if you picture the top of Texas, like, the little top hat, that little square that comes
up.
Oh,
okay.
We
drove through that. I don't know anything about that part of the world.
So really, really nothing there. But Texas, for the most part, is very flat. And New Mexico, for the most part, is not very flat, as evidenced by the giant mountain that I live next to.
Sup, Yushka?
Aw, kitty appearance. And with the kitty crawling across Ben Foley's camera, I think that's going to usher in his haiku. And we're back in the spa.
17 games is too many. This season will be dumb and painful.
Love it.
Fantastic.
Ben Foley, knee deep in the brand.
The more I think about it, the more I think that there's going to be some key injuries this season for all teams. And by week 17, the product may well be unwatchable for a number of franchises, even if they're still in it. And I just hope the Packers aren't one of them.
We haven't really gotten to talk on the pod about, we haven't made time to talk on the pod about 17 games, but is it, we know Ben's opinion. I'll share mine. Is it the official opinion of the crew here that it's too many games? I think it's too many games.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love the 16 game schedule. I love the way that the schedule rotation worked too. It was perfect. And you're messing with it, NFL, and I get it. You know, it's more money. It's an extra week of games, and they can load up on those TV contracts. But it's going to throw everything off. I'm going to be, old man yells a cloud on this one for a while.
Yeah, there was a beautiful symmetry to the, even though 16 you could argue is almost too many, but with four team divisions and four division conferences, it was nice to be able to predict who was going to play who for the most part. I don't even know how they do the 17th game and who gets it home and who gets it away. My guess is they rotate it. I legitimately don't even know, because I didn't even care enough to read, because I took up the official opinion of the pod that Ben just voiced before I even gave it a chance to read through the logistics. So the Packers will play
Kansas City is the 17th game this year for Green Bay.
Yeah, but so next year, how does that go, I guess?
Yeah, I think it's an AFC NFC game. They alternate years as to which conference gets the extra home game. So that all teams in the NFC are on the road this year. All teams on the NFC will be at home next year.
Then it's
another division placement game. So you play the team that finished in the same place in their division. But it's from it's from one of the other divisions that they aren't playing otherwise that year.
Very cool. Well, now we know.
There's a rotation there, but it kind of it's just not as seamless and pleasant as the rest of it.
Conventional wisdom of the past has been that there is a real home field advantage factor in football. Is that changed with more metrics and data, or is it maybe this is a question for Alex too, in terms of Vegas stuff? Does it matter less? Because it seems to me that shifting who is home and who's away an extra game each year is it's inherently unfair.
Yeah, I think the only way that they're trying to combat that is by doing every team in the same conference is going to be on the road for the same number of games. So all your NFC teams have eight home games, nine road games. So at least you don't have that disparity within the conference when you're fighting for playoff positioning.
Okay.
But
yeah.
Is it the same we're all so ignorant on this topic here. Is it the same in the division, the NFC North? Does everyone else also play the Chiefs, or do they get
a
different
team? AFC West, yeah. So it's all same placement that they finished in the AFC West last year. So the Packers play the Chiefs, the Bears, I think, play, is it the Raiders or the Chargers? One of those. So yeah, first against first, second against second. So it kind of adds even more to that theory of, first place teams play a tougher schedule because now you're playing another first place team from last year. Mm. So it makes it a little bit, it adds to that factor a little bit.
I don't know. You'll have a hard time convincing me that the NFL just wasn't we want Packers, Chiefs, fans were robbed because Mahomes wasn't there the last time, and we're just going to redo it. We're just going to.
That's how they created the rule.
Yeah.
It was like,
just for that
game.
How
do we get the Packers to play the Chiefs? Oh, okay. First place teams from these two divisions play and everyone else fall in line. I'm here for it. I want that matchup. We're all robbed of that.
The other point that I heard brought up, I believe on the I Love Gold podcast, was that we've spent so long with one set of numbers that we had to calculate, and now we add one more, and it's just, I don't know, man. It's too hard. It's too hard.
I mean, you're going to start to see some of the big records fall. I think you're going to see the passing yardage single season record fall this year. I think a guy like Josh Allen might get it, might break Manning's record from a couple of years ago with having an extra game to do it in. I think it'll be a while before you see like rushing yards or receiving yards or anything, because those records are pretty ludicrous as it is. But things like that, things like touchdowns, I mean, you're literally extending the season by 6 or 7%. And when you're talking about, you know, total accumulated numbers, I think that some of those numbers are going to start to fall in the next couple of years.
Also on the I Love Gold podcast, in its debut episode, I think my favorite fact that I learned this offseason about any single Packer player, and it's that our new punter, Mr. Bohorquez, tried to do a jersey swap with Aaron Rodgers yes. after playing the Packers, and that is so incredible. I had no idea. That's amazing.
And Rodgers was like, nah, dog, not happening.
Dude, yeah. I mean, can you blame him? Like, I don't know. I just always assumed like the jersey of like the MVP best player on one team is like only going to go to probably the other team's best player, or just like someone that there's some type of relationship there with. I can't imagine a rookie punter at the time from New Mexico had any like, you know, other than just having some serious like guts, had any reason to approach Aaron Rodgers for that. And I love that he got turned down. Like, I fucking love that so much. And now he's in the locker room with him. So pretty cool fact. Anyway, maybe that's a little segue for Ben to give his punter take, because I feel like Ben not being here last week was he got robbed of that opportunity.
Punter take.
What's there to say? I mean, I don't know. Does anybody not think
that this
is, the best offseason move that there's been?
Like, yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
or he'll get hurt in you know game 12 of 17, and there goes that, you know. But anyway, I think it'll be good. I'm excited.
All right, we got 45.
I don't have
seconds.
Anything more interesting to say than that.
45 seconds of punter talk on this pod.
What did we estimate? I think last week I said we might get 2 minutes.
Yeah,
but I mean, 45 is impressive in its own right.
I could just keep saying it'll be good. It'll be good.
Just you slow that are down. Hearing me talk. Oh, all right. That's we'll call that news and haikus, and I guess we'll do the guy draft. We're going to do something we rarely do and take a quick break, and then when we come back, we will do the guy draft.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right. Yes, let the royalty-free music ring. It is the 2021 Unpack Podcast official guy draft. Fade the stupid music.
I feel like I just got found in Metal Gear Solid.
Oh man, what a great game. What a game. All right. This is it. It is the official 2021 Unpacked Podcast official guide draft. I said official three times now, so it's super, super duper official. Let's review the rules. We'll go over the order, which we randomizer.org, another plug. They should start paying us. The order is going to be, and it's going to snake two rounds. First is Tex, Alex, myself, Ben, and then we'll snake that in reverse. Two rounds. And anyone else can jump in and correct me if I'm wrong here, but guy eligible players, guys that we want to adopt as our own. We're looking at day three. So that's rounds 4 through 7 and UDFAs. And we used to call it practice squad eligible, but they changed for COVID the eligibility rules. So we're just going to go with 2 years. And then I also want to add the caveat, because we removed Chris Barnes from our list, because although he technically fits within those parameters, we just thought there was he's a known commodity because he played for, I think he started the entire year last year. Tex, am I right there?
10, 12 games, something. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to pull him out of the pot. Is there anyone else that fits those parameters that we think should not be eligible? I don't know. Y'all got a list I sent. I think we're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, looks good.
All right. So Tex is up with the first. Hang on, wait, here we go. With the first pick in the 2021 Unpack Pod Guy Draft. Tex Western selects who?
I'm gonna go with an eye on the future. There's a day three pick who's gonna start on week one, but I'm gonna go in a different direction. I'm gonna take Kylan Hill.
Oh, Ben Foldy shakes his fist at the sky.
I knew it was coming. He wasn't lasting to four.
Yeah, Kylan Hill, yeah. Running back.
I just love the versatile skill set that he brings. I mean, he's already gonna be the starting kick returner. He's shown in the preseason he can contribute in the passing game. I really think he is a little bit of an Aaron Jones clone to an extent. And I think he was also very severely underdrafted. So I think in 2 or 3 years, that could be a starting running back on this team.
Agreed wholeheartedly. I think I said the same like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Now we've had a few opportunities in this offseason to talk about what, you know, late round draft picks can get you. And Ben, I know you're high on this, but running back is definitely a position that it can get you. You can find those guys.
Oh, for sure.
And hopefully Kylan Hill will be one of those guys. And he is now officially Tex Western's guy. And Alex is up next on the clock. I see him eyeing his big board. And
you're right.
We're going to keep playing this stupid music with the second overall pick in the 2021 Unpack Podcast official guy draft. What do you got?
So I am not going to have an eye on the future, but I'm going for it right now. I'm a win now organization. Tex teed it up. There is a guy who is guy eligible by every measure that we measure guys that is starting in week one. And that will be my selection, and that is Royce Newman, guard out of Mississippi.
Yeah. So,
welcome up, to the club, on. Royce. Oh, yeah. Good flow on Royce. Looks, oh, yeah. He's got like that Ben Foldy flow going, which we love. And starting, you know, and, like interior line, like it's not quite like running back, but that is also a position. By the way, like fourth round is not like late. It's not like the seventh, but is guy eligible? That's also a position the Packers have shown that they can acquire players late in the draft and turn them into very solid guys. And I, you know, he's not going to be the long-term starter at that position, but also if he's good enough, like he could be a guy in future years that is starting at that position, because we've seen guys like just kind of slide in and lock shit down at that position a while. Like I remember a time that the Packers had like a lot of depth at the offensive line position. And it's like, if one guy went down, it was just like, he's done. Like, didn't JC Tretter's like career in Green Bay end that way? It was just like, yep.
Well, and that would have been another guy eligible situation when Tretter got hurt. Fifth round rookie Corey Linsley comes in for week one, takes over the center job,
and
he becomes an all pro. So he could be getting in on the ground floor on Newman here.
Yeah, could be. And by all means, I mean, it's like when the Packers offensive line is at full strength, he'll just be a nice depth piece that I will enjoy watching play in spots when somebody like has a cramp or something. but that's my guy, Royce. Got to roll with him. His starter at the second pick in the guy draft. That's great value.
Yeah, great value. We might see some. We might see some relief, some cramp relief, offensive line play, and that Florida humidity. I hear it's humid.
That's
down
right.
There.
That's all right. Right.
We're gonna move fast because I know that Ben has a hard out here. So I am up, and we are going to continue to play that stupid music with the third overall pick in the guy draft. I'm going to stick close to my brand, and I'm going to draft Dominic Daphne, tight end.
Nice.
From Indiana State. And I don't have anything interesting to say about this player other than I love tight ends. That's my brand. And we saw him a little bit last year, and I liked what I saw. I'm glad he's back on the 53, no less. And yeah. I don't know.
He had one of the most fun two-play stretches of any Packer last year when he caught that touchdown pass and then went down on the ensuing kickoff return and just blew up the kick returner. That was one of my favorite little sequences of the season last year.
Agreed. We are going to go now to Ben Foldy. It's Snake, so he gets two picks in a row. I keep playing it. Oh, so stupid. Ben, what do you got?
I, with the fourth pick of the 2021 guy draft, I am going out of the University of Florida, TJ Slayton.
Ooh.
Do you guys get to like laugh or boo, or should I just go straight into my
just
rationale?
Go straight into it? Yeah.
I mean, I see a real clear path to playing time. You know, definite snaps and more if there's going to be, you know, any injuries on the D-line. Really high upside pick.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of physical tools.
Yeah. And I believe I saw Brian Gutekunst say about this player in particular, because he's 6'4", 360 pounds, that at this point, the way the NFL is going, like, they don't grow on trees. You can't find them in the middle of the season, that you roster those guys.
Yep. I mean, it's like, nothing but upside for a backup defensive lineman. I like that. All right. That's that.
We're gonna keep going. Good grief, that's stupid.
All right, I guess you know, for fifth overall, I was wondering about, you know, taking one of the two backup safeties here, but I think I'm going to go with Shamar John Charles.
Nice.
Again, I see a path to playing time with injuries in a 19 or 17 game season. Hopefully longer. And you know, again, high upside, position of need, quality physical attributes. Yeah, what's not to like?
Love it. So far, these have all been on the 53.
I guess I should have thought that we could go practice squad.
We can't go practice squad. It's okay, because I'll go there next, because I have the next pick. And I am going to go with an official Whatsa guy, to quote Alex, and I am going to draft Chris Blair, wide receiver from Alcorn State, off the practice squad for no other reason than he went to Alcorn State, of course, an HBCU, but also that's where Donald Driver went. And I don't know, I just like that. I like that vibe.
Symmetry, very nice.
Symmetry.
You love the skill position players, Zach. You got some weapons.
I want to make an impact. I want to tweet annoying things on game day. I want to make an impact.
You got weapons on your guy squad. That's for sure.
Unless anyone else has anything to add about Chris Blair, my newly adopted guy, we can move on to Alex. I believe you are up next.
Yeah. Do I get the music?
Oh, God. Here we go.
I'm not picking without it. Okay.
Got to get our money's worth.
All right. So I'm going win now. So I'm going active roster again, as much as I would like to draft one guy in the practice squad who could play a number of positions. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go with someone who I feel like has a path to playing time through attrition. as Ben Foldy mentioned. And also, I've been high on everyone growing up in South Florida that plays in the NFL. So I'm going to go with Jonathan Garvin out of DU, who is guy eligible by virtue of being the 242nd pick of the 2020 NFL draft.
Yeah, seventh round pick.
Seventh round pick. I know you know the official depth chart doesn't tell you everything, but there are question marks around Za'Darius Smith, who I believe did practice to some capacity in the Packers like light practice midweek here on game week. But Preston Smith, Rashawn Gary, and Chauncey Rivers are like the only other players that we know to be like pretty healthy at that position right now, and that's a position you need a lot of guys in that one. You know, you can get pretty gassed on some of these long drives trying to get after the quarterback, and
especially
such.
In that Florida humidity.
Especially in that Florida humidity, baby.
And
you know
he'll be used to it.
Used to it. And he's used to it, baby. Let's go. So maybe he'll shine.
Bada bing.
All right. So I'm happy with my lot. We feel like we had a good draft.
And with that.
All right. To close it out with pick number 8, I'm going to take a guy who is a 0-star prospect coming into college. Once described as a trash can full of dirt by a scout this offseason, I'm taking Jack Heflin, the undrafted defensive lineman out of Iowa. Another one kind of like Slayton, where you get a little attrition on that defensive line. I think he could start playing some big snaps, but by midseason or so, he looked great in the preseason. And I just love the work ethic that this guy showed, being, you know, a walk-on to Northern Illinois, getting a scholarship, transferring to a Big Ten school, playing there for, you know, for his last year of school and earning himself an undrafted contract in Green Bay, and then going out and making the roster. So I think he's already, you know, carved out a role as that fifth D lineman for right now. I think we'll see him for maybe, you know, 10 or 15 snaps even in week one. And I think that's it's a player who could, you know, he's a little bit in that Tyler Lancaster role, but he gives you a little more push as a pass rusher. So I like my balance here with I got a guy on offense, I got a guy on defense, guys who I think can contribute a little bit in year one, but I have an eye on the future. So kind of harnessing my best Ted Thompson RIP, yeah. To look to the future here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I really like this strategy. Kylan Hill, Jack Heflin, two guys who will see the field, two guys you can root for and watch grow. And that's a hell of a draft, Tex.
Yeah, way to go. Where does Trash Can Full of Dirt rank in terms of like the Hall of Fame of scout descriptions for players? I'm sure there's others, but
that's a real good one. And I love that he alluded to it when he made the roster last week. He tweeted out a picture or a GIF of Oscar the Grouch like popping out of his trash can and looking around. So he's fully embraced it. I love it.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, that we'll play it one more time. That was the 2021 official Unpack Podcast guy draft. We have our all guy team now that we can root for and check in on from time to time. That's what we call content strategy. Now we can just, you know, we need a quick hit. We can just check in on old Jack Heflin or Dominique Daphne. It's going to be great. I'm just going to put the rest of the season on autopilot now. I think that's all we got planned for this episode. And Ben, I know you got to go. So I guess I just wanted to end if there's a thought, a thing maybe you're looking forward to as the dawn of the season is now upon us. And Ben, I'll let you go first and you can drop off at any time if you need to.
At the risk of sounding like maudlin, like, I don't know, I'm kind of digging the Last Dance vibe, you know, the like end of an era, transitional kind of, you know, savor it while you can vibe of this season. Whether that's going to be Adams or Rodgers or maybe even Aaron Jones, like, you know, I'm just going to try my best to not get too grumpy as I enjoy the, Probably the last waltz of the this generation of the Green Bay Packers in some form or another.
I like it. I mean, I don't like it, but I like it. Sad, but probably true. And, you know, something to enjoy. I don't know. Anybody else? Tex, what are you looking forward to?
It's been a long off season, and last year was weird, and I'm looking forward to a little bit of normalcy. Fans back in the stands, people, presumably Packers fans, probably doing the wave when the team is on offense. Don't do that, please. Like, I hate to join in the chorus of the beat writers, but just wait until the other team's on offense to make noise, please. But no, just having fans back in the stands, having a little bit more of that home field advantage back again, seeing Lambeau full, the tailgating, the camaraderie that comes along with it. It's just going to be nice to have that back this season.
Yeah. You're here. Alex, what about you?
I would, you know, not to go away from the Packers themselves, but one thing about football season that got me really excited this week is that I feel like it does structure my week. You know, like having a ritual to look forward to is something that I'm actually very excited about, because I feel like that was lacking. And in COVID, it just felt like kind of forced. Like it was just supposed to be the thing that makes me forget about it. But I think we're like finally at a place that it's like fitting back into that space and a lot of people's lives that it was. And some of that is the normalcy that Tex mentioned, you know, having the fans there and not necessarily as large of a looming threat, I guess, but also numbers are high, whatever. Anyway, I like knowing that, like, okay, I have no plans this weekend, but like at, you know, 1 o'clock on Sunday, I'm going to like have an excuse to make a really fun meal. And also to, I won't feel so guilty about day drinking because it's like what you're supposed to do. So, that part of it.
Yeah.
I think I'm pumped about.
I echo that. I agree with you guys. And I kind of have a similar thing, which is just that it's been a really tough couple of years, for all of us. And I'm just thankful for the distraction, for the ritual, like Alex said, for the excitement. And I would just encourage Packers fans out there to be thankful. And we say this a lot on this show, but just enjoy the football and don't take it too seriously. And you have a sense of humor. Don't lose sleep and just have fun. And I would also add in Ben's last dance comment there as sort of a little bit of icing on that cake. You know, you don't know what you got till it's gone, and just enjoy. It's probably going to be good football in Green Bay this year, and just enjoy it because it's not always going to be good football in Green Bay this year.
But it is always Green Bay Packer football.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that is going to do it for our week before the season kickoff podcast and the guy draft episode. I'm going to hit the polka. I don't know if we're going to do new theme music or anything like that. If we do, we're definitely keeping the polka. I feel like that's our brand. That's our lane. Bobbing around to some old white people music. Yeah, baby. that's the guy draft. That's our show for this week. We got real consequential Packers football to look forward to this weekend.
Packers minus -4.
Taking Green Bay with that. Oh, yeah.
You got to hop on that. Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. I mean, the only corollary, too, is right after Katrina, you know, the Saints played the Packers and were America's team for a brief shining moment, and then the Packers stomped them 52-3, I think, was the score.
That was a big one.
Yeah. It was utterly ruthless and totally enjoyable to watch.
Oh, let's do it again. One more time. All right, guys. For Alex Patakis, Ben Foldy, Tex Western, I'm Zach Rapport for the Unpack podcast. New name. Takes some getting used to. Rate us on iTunes. Search for Acme Packing Company in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, at the Unpack Pod. Twitter. I'm a little sloppy going through this. It was all rote memory before, and now it's all a jumble. Anyway, that's it. Go Pack, go. They're going to totally cream the Saints. Let's do this.
From data privacy to the future of TV, retail media, and beyond, the world of digital marketing is constantly in flux. So how can you keep up? Well, The Current Report is there for you. Each week, marketing leaders on the cutting edge give you the latest insight. So if it's creating a buzz, they'll be talking about it. Subscribe to The Current Report wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this show comes from Vanta. Dealing with loads of spreadsheets, juggling different tools, and having to do manual security checks, it can be a headache to keep up with today's compliance and security programs. Vanta is the trust management platform that wants to simplify things and bring all your trust-building efforts under one roof, making growth smoother for your whole organization. Vanta lets you automate up to 90% of compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, HIPAA, and more. Strengthen security posture and reduce third-party risk. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/vox. That's VANTA.com/vox for $1,000 off Vanta.